Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. This is continued from the regular show. We are taping our bonus show today. And Oscar, earlier in the week, was coming in with lottery tickets.
It was the Wednesday show.
Was it? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's $100 worth of scratch-off
tickets.
You
sure about that, Rob?
I checked the calendar, and you know what it said?
I think you're wrong. I think it was Tuesday.
No, it said Wednesday.
Tuesday.
With a total the possible winnings of $15 million.
Well, every card has the possibility of, what, $10 million? And
yeah, but if you look at, so in front of us right now, and again, it should be noted that Mr. Mike O'Mara, between recordings, has come into this broadcast with a completely different energy.
Yeah, like he went and repaired to another room and mentally prepared himself for what was about to happen.
Let me tell you what I was doing, all right, between shows today.
You took your time. I know
that
something went on.
Sweet time.
I called the pain management center where I'm going to
gambling hotline?
a same day doctor's visit to see about getting the needle for the old backy back, right?
Right.
So down here, all right, so they have multiple locations, as they always do.
Sure, because it's a franchise, right?
Because good for them, right? But to be honest with you, I looked it up online. I got two appointments. I got one guy I'm supposed to go to next week that I've went to before.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Are you coming back Tuesday?
Did you cross the street?
Are you back? Let me just say what.
Yeah, please. Say your piece and ring off.
So between shows, I call the... I go to the website. I said, well, I'm going same day, so I'll get my medical records from some of the other expensive procedures I've had done.
Right.
And have them sent to the new pain guy because he can look at my results and see what's going on, right? And so I do that. And then I look and I say, okay, they have a main fax number. And on their website, what they don't have is an individual fax number for the office that I'm going to. So I said, well, that's not on the website, but maybe I'll call the main number and see what happens. So I call the main number and can you please hold? And then I'm holding for 10 minutes.
That kind of urgency when they pick up, they're obviously swamped.
They get back on and I say, do you have an individual fax number for this particular office I'm going to? I have a same day appointment. I think it's important to get my records over to this doctor before he sees me. No, we don't. We do them all electronically. I said, oh, that should be fine. He said, well, we have a number of faxes that we're dealing with today electronically. I said, yeah. Okay. So I'm sending him this to this particular doctor.
It's an effing email.
Yeah.
For some reason, she tells me how many she has. Are you ready for how many?
Yeah.
In the land of the frail down here,
where
everybody's little pain. I'm trying to get back to being a studly golfer. Thank you very much. All right. I just want to get out on the course. That's all. 136 faxes this morning that she was dealing with. With that said, the same thing is, well, I am sending it to this particular doctor. He doesn't have 136 people coming to visit him today. I am just, so that's what I dealt with.
Hey,
that's
where my energy
was. Hey, Buzz Burbank, why don't you do that on your own time and let us do our thing here on our time?
Hey, Mr. Dickwad, I was talking to my doctor in between shows, Mr. Nad. That's Mike, what I was doing.
Let me come to your side.
By the way, the name I believe is Enrique Perez.
I don't
Is it Dr. Perez?
Yeah, it's Dr. Perez.
Dr. Perez.
Is doctor in quotation marks?
He just joined the practice. That's the guy you want to get because that's the guy that
young
has appointments.
Young and hungry.
Otherwise, it's like, and by the way, you go to these offices. Oh, my God. It's like, me. I just want to get fixed. I want to get fixed like a football player on the sideline. Give me the needle. Get me out on the first
Friday
team.
That's
all I want.
Mike, let me advocate for you for a moment. Even if she did get a 236 faxes, which are emails, really, because an electronic fax is just an email, she should be able to handle it because that's their job.
Don't tell people how hard your job is sending emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why I have the backup. Thank you very much. Good. I have the appointment next week. If I love this guy, I cancel
redundancies.
It. If I don't, I go. Redundancy. Hey,
you know what?
That's how
that's
you do
key.
It. That's how I roll, baby.
That's how we roll too, Mike, because we've got two of the same lottery tickets.
Four.
We have two of each. Yes. Two pairs.
All right, here's what I think. And I'm going to, and Rob, please help me.
Okay.
All right. Because I want you, well, here's what I want you to do, Rob. All right.
Okay.
I want you to pretend that you are a degenerate gambler, which I know you're not. I know that you don't get, you look at it as throwing your money away, and I understand that.
But I enjoy
and I respect
it. You know
that.
What? I enjoy gambling. I do.
You enjoy gambling, but at this particular, here's what I think for the show would be best.
All right.
And I'm not talking about for the entertainment value. I'm talking about for the three amigos.
Right.
Yes.
Right here. I think it would be.
I'm Chevy Chase.
It would be wonderful if we took Oscar's $100 and we defrayed 2/3 of the cost of that $100. And then if we hit the big winner today, the three of us split it equally. I think that's the fair way to do it. I think that is the way to, that is the way that Oscar defrays 2/3 of his cost. And it's also the way, then this is the most important part, Oscar, before you weigh in. The most important thing, if he happens to hit the big winner,
right,
we all experience the exact same level of joy. And that's why I want to do it this way, because if we don't, if you hit, if we like have some conjuring little financial arrangement.
What do you mean? What's conjuring that, here? It's very
just
clear.
Just listen to me. If we have some other arrangement, I don't speak for Rob, but I speak for me. I would be miserable. I would be very miserable. And I am a gambler. You can only be a degenerate gambler when you think that those tickets in front of you have, I think they have a significant chance of winning money today.
Why
not
the big money? Why do you think that?
Because I'm a degenerate gambler. It's okay. The same reason every time I pull the lever, I think, hey, here comes the big winner. And then sometimes, as I proved when I was in Las Vegas, sometimes it's easy to grin because your ship
it comes in.
Because your ship does come in. And I know, by the way, that you're a thoughtful and generous sort, but this is not
my.
Yes, what?
My logic for these being winners is because I don't usually play these type of games,
right?
And as we've all noted,
I don't either.
As we've all noted,
you're not a big scratcher guy. You got to be true about that.
When you hear the sure. people that win these games outside of this one little town in Massachusetts,
yes,
that. It's usually the person's like, just give me one of those guys, and they get
to... Yeah, give me a scratcher.
They get to... Yeah. They don't have a 401k, and then they have a 401k all of a sudden.
You know, it to me has always been a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yeah, it's great.
Stocking stuffer.
Cool. Great. I think it's a great stocking stuffer. Lottery tickets are a fun gift.
What's that one show that we all love? Patton is the narrator.
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, the mother.
Yeah, Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yes. 2 years ago, I remember being at one of the executive producers' homes when my family lived
I remember when you went out to visit Bumblebee.
Yes. And we're in Los Angeles, Hollywood. He said that she was so sweet. That at the end of shooting, she went out and bought what was... $10,000 worth of scratchers and gave it to the entire cast.
The crew, yeah.
Right.
And crew. That's
and
fun.
Somebody usually are, the odds are pretty good that somebody in that group is going to win.
Somebody's going to win. So, right. And that's just an anecdote.
Right.
My offer on the table on Wednesday's program was this. You, Mike O'Mara, would get paid first. For example, I spent $100, and if I win $100, you get that money back first, and then you get 20% of the winnings past that. I am taking most of the risk on because I've already laid out the $100. And I don't get, if we win $100, you get paid, and I'm still out $100. But if we win, let's say $500
or $1,000,
you still get your $100, and then you get 20% of the $900.
Right.
Now,
I hate that arrangement.
There was no counter to that from you.
The counter was going to be this, and now that I've had time to think of it,
right?
That's perfectly fine, and it could be somebody might accept that. What that takes away from me is the entire thrill of the scratcher, which is the thrill of the potential big win. And 20%
of $10 million is what?
$10 million is a lot of money.
$2 million,
but it would be. But I and do you understand? You saw the movie Casino, right?
Yeah.
You understand when he says he doesn't think of it as winning $5,000. He thinks of it as losing $500,000 if he was gambling more.
Right.
That is the mind of the, and that is the mind of the degenerate gambler, which I am, which means there is no way I would ever accept those terms.
I have a question.
Not because it would be like, I don't look at it. I look at it as gambling. I look at it, I'd rather put up money that I can't get back with the upside potential being the big win. Yeah,
but
I've already
put up the money is what I'm saying.
You're not putting up the money if I defray it. And I would be willing to either go in 2/3 with Rob Spiewak or 50-50 with you and give you $50.
Yeah, but I don't think you're understanding the math. And Rob, please.
I totally understand the math.
Well, no.
I'm telling you, I don't have the upside. And 20% of $50 million. What does not excite me, and I'm not going to.
I'm curious about one question, Oscar, and you've laid it out very clearly, and we all understand it. But
yeah, is we that all understand offer, it. He's pretending I
is
don't.
Is that
get
offer
it.
Exclusive to Mike?
Wait, before we get there,
okay,
I'm open to other bids, which I did not know exist.
Oh, and I know where Rob's excited. Going. I know where Rob's excited. Going. I know where Rob's first, going with this, and that's going to piss me off even more. Just, if Rob takes the deal, just, and I just, swear
just
to God,
I'll because just, I was just thinking.
Wait, everybody, wait. First, just calm down.
The first 25 cents between shows. There was a side deal made within the deal.
This one is
sometimes
set in stone.
When time passes, people will make offers.
Right,
Maddie. From the control room said, I will give you the quarter, because no one else had a quarter here, to scratch as long as I'm made whole first for my quarter.
Okay.
And that's all she wants. So we got 25, we're negative 25 cents as we speak.
All right. I will give Maddie 50 cents back.
Big
right
winner.
Now.
Yay, yeah, double your money.
All right. Maddie, thank you. Thank you. You are now out of the equation. Thank you very much.
I was just curious, right. Oscar, with this the offer
you
that you
just bought out her 25 cents.
I bought her because I just don't even want to have her in the discussion.
So you made this offer to Mike that he poo-pooed. I was wondering if the same terms would stand for, say, $150 buy-in, make me whole first, and 25%.
Oh, wait. You're willing to put $125 into $150.
Right.
For 25%.
Like you make me whole first.
And Mike's offer.
Mike's 120 and 20%.
Oh. Well, hold on. Don't say it like I accepted it.
No, that was the one that was on the table.
Offer.
Yeah.
My offer, if you want to know, my offer is a non-refundable $50 buy-in. For a 100%, and I'm not made whole first, we split whatever the winnings are, 50-50. So I'm not buying in to be made whole first. I am buying in for a non-refundable $50.
But you're taking on the risk
to
with
split,
me.
Taking the full risk with you.
Are you willing to go to 200 for 25%? You get made whole first. So if we went $200.
I think 200 would require 30%.
Holy shit. I did not see this coming. Oh my God.
So yeah, think of that. I mean, 70% is a lot of money.
The odds of that's a very, as someone who knows these scratchers, the odds of Rob Spiewak getting that money back are very small.
But I mean, as is the case anytime you gamble, house
anytime
always wins.
You gamble. Rob, what would you say though to. We'll do the math. For $100, right. It would be...
Everyone would pay $33.33, and one person would have to pay an extra... I'd pay the extra penny.
So it'd be $33. You and I would pay $33.
I don't want the sharks working together. I want to work with one shark exclusively. Either Mike
I'll tell you,
or
right,
Rob.
You know what? I will cover your cost of the lottery tickets. And
Now you're paying $100 for half interest?
$100 for 50%.
I'll give you $120 for half of it.
This is
you know what?
This
not
is
gonna
nuts.
Happen.
This is crazy. I
done,
can't
I'm
believe.
Out.
You taking your offer off the table?
Yeah, if he's a, I'm not going. No, because he knows Rob thought I'd get motivated to jack it up, and I'm calling his fucking bluff.
Now I have leverage all over again because you're out.
Right.
And it's just me and you, Rob.
Just you and me.
This That's is
$120.
Fucking awesome.
No, Rob I'm is taking $100.
$200 for 10%. Take it or leave it.
Well, I'll leave that.
Yeah,
leave well, I'm all alone?
That's well, no, you see, we had
bet.
Yeah, I was at 100 and you were very close to giving me 25.
I was because we had two offers on the table. Now we have one and I still hold all the cards.
Well, no, you don't hold all my money though.
True.
So, I mean, I can back out at any time.
I will give you
I thought no, you're getting back in, Mr. Wonderful.
He's jumping
I'm
in.
Getting back. I will give you $150 for 100% of the cards. They're not even, you don't own. I'll buy your cards for $150.
Ooh, that's solid. That's a solid bet.
That's a guarantee, no risk, plus 50% back.
You make $50.
No, you don't make, well, yeah, you make 50 like off, right off the bat.
Right.
Anything on those scratches belongs to me.
Is there anything in the control room?
Tony's betting that he can get his headset to work.
By the way, yeah. That's throwing away $50 as far as I'm concerned.
I don't
technically throwing away $150.
Okay. I'm going to say no to whatever Pony just said because he can't push a button. That's a hard no.
Pony kept hitting the button that said max bet. He didn't. He did not hit his control room button. He just
right.
What's your best and final? Rob Spiewak.
Best and final.
Rob isn't serious. I know that for a fact.
Well, you don't know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're trying to leverage
me. I know you better than
out.
You know. I know you better than you know you.
I knew that you were going to come back in after you'd bailed out.
Yeah, I know you did. But I didn't come back in with the offer you wanted.
I will give you.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
What would make me happiest?
It's not about you, though.
I know it's not about me, but...
You said it was about us at the beginning of the show.
What would really make me happiest would be... Because, you know, to be honest with you, even if I say bought yours for $150 and I won big...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make me happy. Really, I'm serious about that. What would make me happy is if we, like we do, if we kind of shared the risk, all three of us. That, to me, would be... And I know the listeners would prefer that.
There's a magical value to that.
No, there's a magical listener value to
but
that.
But there would also be magical to get all the money.
Look, gentlemen, the odds of these being winners are slim to none.
Hey, let me see one of them. I'm not going to scratch anything. Okay. Let me see one of them. Because they used to print the odds on the back of the card.
Right.
I remember the original ones were, hey, if nothing else, can I have your second chance mail-in try?
No, we're not fucking with that.
Okay, all right. The original scratchers were usually about 1 in 4.35 that you would win something.
Right.
So
this guy is 1 in 3.
The 1 in 3?
The 50X is 1 in 3. Look at the very bottom. That's where it says.
Okay, Oswald, this is 1 in 2.97. So roughly 1 in 3, there will be some payoff.
Sort of winner.
Right. Could be $2.
Actually, the odds are better. I think my...
Yeah, but I think the
best and final is for me. I'm gonna need $200 from one of the sharks for 20%.
You see, here's the thing that we need to step back at, Mike.
Stupid.
As we step back and look,
and you get paid back first.
That is the only
that's
thing.
That same offer to make whole. I don't like
that. That's the only thing that makes this valuable. But you have to realize at the core of it, he's just buying lottery tickets. Something you or I could do. There's really, I mean,
I could go down. I could send Carla out right now and get the same value of lottery tickets
at face value.
And we could do it. We could do a competition.
But I have them right now.
Yeah, I know. It's tedious. You know, it's tedious right now.
How quickly could Carla turn that around for you?
You mean get the tickets here in front of me?
Yeah.
Hey, Carla, come here for a minute.
Safely in the Volvo.
Yeah, in the Volvo. With turn signals and seatbelt buckled. Is she in the house?
All right, so Oscar's conjuring and trying to make
conjuring.
A deal.
I'm Oscar's, sure, Carla, you look great, by Oscar's, the way. Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Oscar's making all sorts of weird offers about buying into his lottery tickets. We've had, he says he's got $100 worth of lottery
How
tickets.
How much are they each?
Two 20s and two 30s.
Okay.
$220 and $230.
$100 worth of possible
okay. And
wins.
He wants $100 and how much
There's
you
$15
want?
Million dollars max on the line.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
And it'll probably hit.
Life-changing money.
I propose that we split it 30, what is it, Rob?
33 each, yeah.
Yeah.
That each, and then we all share whatever wins.
Yeah, but
look, Oscar doesn't want to do that because he's being dicky. And Oscar wants
I made you an offer. You should explain the offer to
his her. Offer was, what's your offer again?
My offer is that Mike or Rob buy in just one of them, not both of them.
Right.
One of them for $200. If we win $200, they get paid back first, and then they get 20% of any other winnings.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
I never went as high as 200.
That was my offer to you.
Too much money for that.
And
then it came up, as Rob brought up, then you could go run over to the store.
I will.
Which
you want to?
Yeah.
Well, you two are a good match, you know?
$100, $100.
I think the deal should be, how about you get a ticket, Rob gets a ticket, Mike gets a ticket, and then give the interns a ticket, and then whoever wins.
Yep.
All right, how about this?
But I bought them. Here,
we got Maddie and Pony, right?
But yes. You bought them?
Hold on, I got a new offer.
I bought them last night.
I have a new offer.
Hammered in Fairfax at 7-Eleven. I risked my life offer, for Rob. These.
All right, I'm all yours.
25 for you, 25 for me, 25 for Oscar, and I will pony up another 25 for Maddie and
Pony.
And Pony.
So they get 12.5%
for that to come out of my
mouth. Now you're contrary because it's the same offer, just with different numbers.
It's not the same offer because we're bringing two other people in.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want that many partners. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Things get messy, man. You know that.
But if it's a $15 million hit, everybody's a big winner in the casino. What did he say?
He said too many cooks in the kitchen gets messy. I said, tell me about it. There is fucking vegetable oil everywhere.
Okay.
So
I think that would be then everybody in the room has a vested interest and has skin in the game.
Carla. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have an offer for me?
For his $100 worth of lottery tickets.
So get in for 20%.
No, see, he still wants to do that 20% bullshit.
I don't know. I need time to think about this.
You know what? You've been the sweetest out of everybody in the room about this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to give you 30%.
For $100.
Why don't you just buy $100 worth of scratch-offs right now?
I'm negotiating with your wife.
Why don't we do it that way?
Oh, dear.
Jeez, calm down.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not running out.
Yeah, go out.
It's too cold.
How cold is it today? It's 60 degrees.
No, it was like 60 fucking degrees. Something.
It's not too cold.
Carla,
yeah, I'm not leaving that.
You shouldn't have
to go. If my refrigerator was as cold as your weather, I'd call a repairman. That's how cold it is outside.
30%.
Why can't I?
No, because that's not... No. And you're helping.
Then you're helping.
Peanuts. Okay.
Just let's go get our. Let's do it on our own.
We'll just do it on our own.
Yeah.
We'll get our own 100.
You want to run out and get them? You want to run out and get them, and then then you're on your own. I'll only send her out and do that if you're going to scratch them yourself.
Okay. Fine.
I'd rather split it with you though.
I offered to negotiate with your wife. You cut her off at the knees. Yeah, and now you're asking her to go do your dirty work.
You want to have your entire risk cost defrayed with 30%. No, that's a crap offer. Rob, don't you think that's a crap offer?
Actually, it's not as bad as you think because you are closer to breaking even than he is on that bet.
You get paid back first.
But what you hate, and I think getting inside your head, what you hate is the notion of the big score and getting 20% instead of 50% or 33%.
Yeah, sure. And your offer is what with the 30% for Carla?
Just for Carla now. This goes to her name.
Her name's on the paperwork.
Yes.
So how would
30%
for how much?
For $100.
So that is to say, Carla, if you were to give him $100, no whispering, please. If you were to give him $100, he would scratch them all. The first $100 of winnings goes back to you, and then after that, 30% of all winnings goes to you.
I'd take that offer.
And those dollars, this is the caveat, goes into a trust fund for little Michael.
To buy him a better radio studio, not made of cardboard.
We'd administer the trust fund. We could work around that. That would be fun.
Because Mike, I'd
say it's a good offer.
We'll take the deal.
We'll take the deal.
All right.
Yes! Let's get scratching.
All right. Let's start scratching.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. I'm going to start with... Let's start with the $5 million guy.
Okay, what's the name
Carl,
of the game?
I'll let you know if we win.
It's 50X the money.
50X, also my shirt
size. And
you
see...
I just said go back to the kitchen.
Carl,
oh, you're not wearing shoes.
Can you get Carla to come back for 2 seconds?
Carla, Oscar wants you back for 2 seconds.
Stop the music.
Again, this is a great video day for you.
It is a great video
bonus
day.
Show subscribers. What does her shirt say?
What's your shirt say? Victorious Sport.
Ah.
Victory.
Ah, victory. Could
big
be the
winner.
Day.
Big winner.
I'm just, you know, it's cold outside.
All right. So, and now if he doesn't win anything, we're out $100 and he's not.
Mm-hmm. He's smart.
Then, and then I'm going to be.
Yeah, pissed. I'll be pissed with you too.
Right.
Yeah, but let's think about little Michael. My godson, your son.
See what happens.
Yeah, right, let's see what happens.
I'll let you know.
Now everybody,
will you sell 30%? Will you sell 30% of your winnings for $50?
By the way, if you hear me go, Carla, then something good happened. Otherwise, forget it.
All right,
if you hear me go, fuck, then you'll know nothing happened. Yeah. All right,
okay.
All right, here we
now,
go.
Now this game is set up.
Do you know how to? By the way, does turn that shit off?
Can we do like Jesus a Viva Las Vegas or something?
Viva Las Vegas.
No, like, how about nothing? Excuse me. We're doing scratchers. I need concentration here.
Focus, please.
Fuck the music.
Whoa!
Okay.
Let me see the one card you're not scratching so I can review the rules. All right?
I'll start scratching.
All right, very good.
You know, I'm sitting there and I really want to concentrate and I want to just get everything figured out. And you know, Rob's like doing this, so he's like, hello. Scratch off right now.
Mike? And you, Mike, right. This is all being taped both on video and audio.
What will happen is there are 4 winning numbers at the top of the card. Reveal your winning numbers, and then you can match up to 20 times, which I'm sure will happen.
All right.
So I'm sorry to scratch.
What are your numbers, your winning numbers?
My winning numbers are 6, 48, 43, and 3.
6,
all right, hold
48.
On, let me write them down. Hold on.
6, 48, what are them?
6, 48, 43, and 3.
Okay.
6, 48, 43,
And three.
Okay.
All right. Now start scratching.
Can we get the music?
What's the first number?
The first number is 8.
Not a winner.
Rant, rant.
Sorry, buddy.
The next number is 42.
Not a winner.
And that's close to 43. That means you're not going to get a winner on the entire
card. The next number.
Wow.
Because that's usually the way they work. If you get one that's right next to one.
Okay, Jimmy Cerrito.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that's the way I've done more scratchers than either one of you.
That's true, but you're fatalist about it.
I am. Well, it's because it's a shitty bet.
How about this?
All right, what? And don't unearth the prize until
I've only got the 3 here.
Uh-huh. All right, very good.
At this point, I'm willing to give you an out on the whole bet, Carla.
What is the out?
He doesn't have to pay anything. I can just go alone. I'd be so negative about it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take it.
Well, you're out?
So the bet,
I'm out.
You're speaking for your wife. You're completely out.
Yes. Yes, I'm out.
Of the entire bet.
I'm out.
Can I buy the bet?
No, you're out.
Shit.
This is going to get weird if something happens. Holy shit. I'm nervous now, because if I win, I actually lose.
I don't want to be out. I don't want to be out. Keep going. Keep going. I want my 30%.
It's Little Michaels.
Yes, Little Michaels. We'll go with that.
The next number is 7.
Not a winner.
See,
not
that's right next to 6. See?
Next number is 28.
Ah.
No.
33.
Nope.
46.
That's very close.
They're so close. 27.
27,
no,
not a winner.
Nothing. 49.
The numbers we're looking for, 6, 48, 43, and 3.
40.
No.
40.
No.
Oh, no. 17.
No.
17.
29. No.
47
no.
again. Oh, no.
247.
14.
No.
Oh, my God. 16.
No.
4.
Oh, so no. close. Right
oh, so
between
close,
3
so
and
close,
6.
So close. We've got 9.
9. Nope. Upside down.
21. 6.
21.
No.
21.
No.
45.
No. Right in 45. There.
And 18.
Hey,
18.
Get that. Fuck 45, Rob. anyway, it's a little joke.
I look like Elvis.
All right, very good.
All right, that guy's dead to us.
All right, that was $20 in, no return.
By the way, don't ever throw them away. Always check them.
Yeah.
Yes, and don't forget the second chance.
Yeah. All right, let me get these numbers out of the way. We need the next series of
lucky numbers.
We go to two of four cards.
Wait, up to $5 million again on this card.
All right.
Very good. What are
the winning numbers? Are 18.
18.
22.
22.
34.
34.
And 47.
47.
Now, I want you to know 22 is one of my favorite gambling numbers, so I feel good about
this. The first number is 27, not a match.
No.
And
45.
And
6.
And
43.
And
oh my God, 12.
12, it doesn't. And
11.
The Rebum.
8.
8.
And
2.
And
29.
And
25.
And
21.
Wonderful.
Lucky number 21, 36.
And.
Oh,
37. And.
They're so close.
They're very close.
24.
24. No. Damn it.
30.
No.
3.
No.
3.
13.
Lucky no. 13.
48.
No.
48. Oh, 23.
No.
Oh, this is the last card.
The last one on the card.
18.
18's the winner!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Holy
we have
shit.
A winner!
How we much will this winner. Be worth?
What?
How much will this be worth?
How much was the scratcher?
Scratcher 20. Was worth $20.
This will be worth $10. How much is it?
$40.
$40. I get $40 back. Yep. I'm happy about that. That's good. That's a $60 commitment. That's wonderful. Excellent. I like that.
$40.
I'm very happy about
all right.
that.
You would have doubled your money had you just bought that card.
Yes, but I gambled.
You gambled. Now, let me see the other one so we can get the rules on this. I bet it plays the same. Mike, this is
I'm
extreme.
Very happy we had at least one winner. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the $60 being gone.
I'll, Tony, what's going on?
Yeah, this is the $30 card, right?
Yes, this is the $30 card.
Odds are higher.
It is called Extreme
Millions.
Yeah,
the odds are better. Yeah, the odds are better.
And if you reveal two identical symbols, you win $200 instantly thanks to the $200 bonus box. But it's the same way. It's winning numbers versus matching the regular numbers. But this is more. It looks like you have
so, Rob,
10
do
winning
the math.
Numbers.
If we won $200, I would get $60 out of that.
Well, no,
and then
it would be a total of 240. So of that, you would get 100 back, which leaves 140, and you would get 30% of 140, which would be an additional $42.
I love when Rob does math.
Like the best math ever, right?
All right, we're ready to play the next one. Let's do it.
All right. Okay,
By the way, there will be people giving a shit about doing a bonus show of scratch-offs, but I think we've made this the most entertaining form of gambling. We might have to do it every month.
Mike, I do believe there's a small tangent of our audience that is having a great time.
I know.
At this point,
yeah.
yes.
like Deal or No Deal,
yes.
Do you want to walk away now?
No. I'm in. I'm all in now.
All right,
now
all right,
now the fun part.
All right,
this
all right.
is when the fun begins. I'm ready.
All right.
Ready, Freddy.
These are the winning numbers.
I hold in my hand the winning numbers.
The winning numbers are 30.
Yes.
30.
11.
11.
Uh-huh.
19.
And then 19.
1.
1.
33.
33.
38.
Favorite number.
17.
How many numbers
46.
Are there?
46.
35.
45.
Wait. How many numbers do you get?
I told you there's 10 winning yes. numbers on
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. All right. Start
pay
again.
Attention,
give me. Give me. I got to get a longer thing. I do them.
I got to get a longer thing. Strip right, of adding machine right, tape.
It's 30, tape? 11, 19,
1,
33,
38,
17,
46.
46.
35. And
25. 25. All right, I'm
ready. Hey, you know
and
great?
By the way, if you get a winner right at the beginning, you wait till the end to find out what the prizes are.
Of course.
Mike, that's
the way you do it.
I'm a broadcaster.
Thank you very much.
Game.
Thank you. No,
somebody listening to the show might question that.
I wasn't thinking about broadcasting. I was thinking about the way I do it at home.
Your method?
Very good.
Procedures, Maddie. Procedures.
Moving on. Very good. First number is 7.
Oh, no.
Second number is 9.
No.
No.
28.
28.
34.
No.
No.
18.
No.
Very close.
8.
No.
No.
12.
No.
No.
48.
No.
23.
No.
42.
No.
41.
No.
20.
Fuck. No.
32.
No. Shit.
16.
They're all one away. That's
39.
But Mike, remember on the last card, it was the last number that hit.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right.
22.
Bunting. No.
47.
No.
No.
36.
No.
27.
All one away. All one away. No. There's
44.
Not gonna be a winner on this. No.
26.
No.
No.
24.
Nope. No.
37.
Nope.
49.
No.
21.
No.
29.
No.
2.
2?
God damn it.
15.
15.
Shit card.
45.
All those numbers.
And the last number is 4.
Oh.
Crap.
What about your bonus box?
Up here?
Yeah.
At the top, the bonus box is, I'm scratching $200. This is reveal two identical symbols and win $200 instantly.
Because didn't you have two 21s?
No, it's the symbols within the box.
Oh, within the box.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
These symbols are not identical.
Are they close?
Right. So that is a dud.
If they're close, we can maybe get $5 or $6.
All right, last chance or I'm out 60 big ones.
Mike, but you're up 40.
Oscar's out 40.
Mike, are you willing to forego the bet now for this last
He's
card?
He's awfully fluid with his offers.
One card I'm betting on here.
No. The 40's off. The 40 goes back to the house. Like, yes.
The 40 goes
betting
back to the
house. Betting it all on this card.
No. Let's dance with
let
the one
ride?
That brought me. Let's let it ride.
I all like right. where your head's
all right,
at.
Very cool.
All right, very good.
All right, the winning numbers on this card, let's pay attention,
right,
are
please.
The following. We've got 1.
Great number.
9.
That's the same as the last time. 9.
4. 15. 35. 48, 40, 23, 19, and 47.
47. All right.
All right.
I feel good about this card.
Oddly, I do too.
Yep, I really do.
Are you ready?
Go. I'm ready.
I feel like I'm using my card counter voice. Card counter. 3.
All right.
2.
That's the first number.
1.
No, he's doing a countdown because he's a jackass.
Oh, don't do a fucking count. That's so dumb.
That's so dumb.
14 is our first number.
Oh, shit.
28.
Oh, dear.
22.
Oh, fuck me.
39.
Oh, shit.
46. Oh, no. Oh, this is not
they're all there. It's another one of the cards with the one away.
8.
No.
34.
No, we're done.
41.
Yeah.
49. 18.
No.
43.
All one away. See them all one away, Rob?
Yeah.
42.
But they're not targeting you. It's
11.
Just the way it works.
No, but that's the way it works
26,
when they're one away. No.
45.
Nothing on this card, guaranteed.
2. Yeah. 16.
16.
38.
No.
3.
13.
25.
No.
24.
No.
31.
No.
7.
No.
17.
No.
20. 30. 27.
No.
21, and the last number before we go to our second chance.
Mike, do you want to buy out now?
Can I buy out now?
We're all in now, baby.
All right, there we go.
Is 36.
Not a
Fuck
winner.
Fuck you.
Hey, but what
Maybe
about-
late already.
Hey,
bonus box.
Hey, second chance.
Bonus box.
All right.
Remember, reveal
two identical
symbols and win $200 instantly.
Instantly.
All right.
This would make you whole.
We have two different symbols.
Oh, you asshole.
$60 will be coming your way. Oh, I didn't send you the checks yet, Rob.
Oh, put them in the same envelope.
Please send the checks.
Please do that. But that way you can save
a stamp. Hey, Carla, can you come in and get checks and send them up to Podcast Village,
plus
please?
A personal check for $60, please.
Yes.
Plus a personal check to Oscar Santana for $60.
And 12 hard-boiled eggs.
We got screwed.
Oh, I screwed you guys. I gave you so many attempts to get out.
I know. We lost. You begged him.
Oh, we lost. Okay, so what I'll do is I will send the checks, but that's going to cost you $60. I'll send them today.
That's a bingo.
That is a bingo.
That is a bingo
right there.
I don't need the cash. God bless you. And God bless your wife.
Oh, my God. No, that makes it fun. I'll send it along.
That was thrilling.
We were sweating. Yeah. I think everybody was sweating it out.
Those were crap lottery tickets, man. man.
And when you know who the big winner is Maddie doubled her.
That's right.
Her investment.
Yeah, she got a quarter. That'll be on the way. You'll get it sometime after Christmas.
Tape it to the envelope.
Yes, that's right. How many do you want, Rob?
All of them.
No, stop it. Stop it.
We need at least 10.
Yeah,
10.
15 would be better.
10. 15 would be better.
Please.
But with Christmas coming up.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for indulging me.
Oh, I love it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special 40-minute version of the bonus show this week. Not an hour.
Oh, Mike, I've got something magnificent for you. A palate cleanser that's going to rock your world.
I'm ready to have my palate cleansed after that terrible moment.
All right, in the nuts.
Do you remember,
I was entertained. I hope our listeners were.
Do you remember, there was a lot of dynamics there going there. I think we did just fine. Sometime last week, Larry King announced he was going to have a major announcement on Black Friday.
Oh, I remember, and he sounded horrible.
Well, he sounds even worse, and I actually signed up for his big announcement. I clicked like on Larry King's Facebook page.
There you go.
So I got this message in my mailbox Black Friday.
And Larry King, hi, that's the way he sounds now.
We really have to dissect the tape, but I want to read the written message first, okay?
Okay, very good.
Here's my big news. I'm not even going to try to approximate his voice because I'm not much of a mimic.
All right.
Here's my big news. For the first time, this is from Larry King. For the first time, you'll be able to interview me and ask me any questions so that I can help you level up your career and life. We call it Breakfast with Larry.
Oh, no.
This will take the most important meal of the day to a whole new level. It's only offered until Monday. So don't wait.
How much is he charging for it?
Here's a follow-up email because apparently no one was responding.
I love that you did this.
This is from Larry King the next day. Last chance to get into Breakfast with Larry for $1 where we turn the tables and you can ask me any question. That's quite a deal. Get in before the promotion ends. So I was interested for $1. I'm thinking, how can Larry make money $1 at a time? Well, it turns out that's just the introductory cost. The actual cost of being a member of Breakfast with Larry will surprise you. Let's go to part one of the Let's go to part one of the audio tape and really, really listen to the way he talks. Because we've made fun of him for years, but he's never sounded like he was on death's door until now.
Hi, it's Larry King. You know, in my career, I've had the privilege of interviewing some of the most influential people from the last 60 years.
Dear.
The Obamas, the Clintons, Trump, Reagan, Nelson Mandela, Oprah, LeBron, Michael Jackson, just about everybody else. And now it's time for something new, something I've never done before, and I want to help pave the way for the next generation of influencers. So whether you're a speaker, a podcaster, an interviewer, a reporter, or anyone else trying to succeed in communications, I want to help you learn how to make a living by sharing your voice.
Now, how much do you think you can benefit by participating in Breakfast with Larry? He's actually quantified it. It will help you advance 10 times faster.
Mm.
Just what he says.
But he's got a paywall.
Oh, it's coming up. Right now, he's dangling the stake in front of you.
Okay.
Because this is, Mike, any podcaster, any influencer, I guarantee you after he filmed that, he said, what's a podcaster?
What's an influencer?
What
do they do?
What is that? Is that like a computer thing, like football?
Well, he had his podcast with his wife.
Yeah, but he didn't know what it was.
No, he didn't know what it was.
All right, here's how he can improve your life tenfold.
Let me ask you a question. How much faster could you accomplish your goals and dreams if you had the chance to sit and talk with me directly to learn how to do it? Well, for the first time ever in my career, I'm going to take questions live from people just like you so that I can help you achieve your goals 10 times faster.
10 times! And every time you hear a slight blip in the audio, it's a bad video jump cut.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a one-camera shoot.
We hear it.
It's a bad, bad thing. Now,
hi, Larry.
Do you remember the name of the program? I told it already. Breakfast with Larry, right?
Breakfast with Larry.
Don't you think they should have maybe chosen a name that he could say better than the word breakfast?
Breakfast. I've been doing Larry saying breakfast for 20 years. Breakfast.
Well, Mike, what has happened is you have predicted the future Because yes. Now the way Larry says breakfast is the way you have Larry saying breakfast.
Breakfast.
You'll hear it a couple times, but it's very pronounced in this. Part 3.
You can get involved with breakfast. Larry.
Hey, Larry, do you like scratch-off lottery tickets?
Almost as much as I like breakfast.
All right, let's hear tape number 3.
Show's called Breakfast with Larry.
Breakfast at the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital. Thanks, Larry.
I had to stop. Let's, again, oh, again, Larry. Again, really, at one time, a player.
Hey, by the way, we're not making fun of the elderly. We're making fun of Larry.
I'm
Larry.
Looking for his podcast I'm old, right now, okay? If he actually still has it.
I'm old. I am hoping that I am not sounding like that. That's all.
You are
not,
Mike. We would tell you.
All right, let's.
And then this is Larry and the pitch, not Larry being old.
Buffer. Let's go to the tape.
Show's called Breakfast with Larry because I'll be doing these shows over breakfast. 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 times a month. I'm going to have breakfast with a limited number of people in a live webinar.
Now, the thing that really tickled me about that is he's making you do this while he's eating breakfast. So not to be inconvenienced. Yeah. Are you going to do the webinar?
And you I'll know do he's going to be eating. Eating.
Of
you
course.
You know he'll be eating.
Yeah. You get a nice high-def video feed with a nice piece of lox hanging out of the corner of his mouth. All right. Let's go back to breakfast.
Those who join will be able to ask me questions about any topic in real time. You'll learn pro tips about how I was able to land interviews with megastars even before I was famous. You'll learn my strategies for having world-class interviews. I'll also share my strategies for radio and podcasting.
What's that? I don't know what it is.
Well, hey, you know what? He's probably got some knowledge. I'll give him the credit. Okay, what he does, yes.
The webinar scheme.
Yes.
Right.
For him.
I know.
It's not just, hey, ask me questions. It's pay to ask me questions.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I know that. It's pretty obvious.
Which
pretty
he gets into. Even at a dollar is scummy.
Which he gets into here because you're, Mike, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, how does this work?
How much?
Not how much yet. First, how does it work?
You'll learn my tips for public speaking and a lot more. You'll even learn from many of my successful friends. It's an exclusive group. Trust me.
Vague. It's a very vague promise.
Exclusive group.
Because, you know, granted, he could be talking about like someone very famous. Like, you know, he has that Chris Rock would do his show. But it could also be like Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda.
Is he dead?
I don't know. No, he's alive, I think.
Thank God. Thank God.
This could have been a gold mine even 10 years ago.
5 even, I bet.
But at the rate of his speech and the clarity of his production,
yes,
it screams desperation.
Yeah, and you wonder because I mean Larry has been at the top of his game for a million years, yep. Right? Even when he got off the CNN show, he still did stuff
the fish oil commercials, the RT show he did.
He calls Oscar's mom.
This is making me unhappy. This is making me very unhappy. It is.
Well, it's sadder than the scratch-offs.
It's not that sad. What it is,
scratch-offs, funny.
This is
our desperation is for your amusement. Yes.
This is a cautionary tale, is what this is.
All right, let's.
But you must be wondering how it works.
Now you're probably wondering how all this is going to work. Well,
so am I.
2 to 4 times a month, I'll send you a notification letting you know about a live webinar. In each webinar, we'll focus on a topic that will help you succeed in the communication business.
Now, you want to know how much it costs. Oh, we know that you can subscribe for the rest of calendar year 2018 for a dollar. But
right.
That's just an introductory fee, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's talk pricing.
It'll just be me and a friend or two at first, and then we'll open up the floor for you to ask questions. After each show, we'll post a recording on our members' portal so you can go and review what we talked about, even if you missed the live event. Now, people keep telling me I'm crazy for doing this.
I wonder if this counts as a live event.
I'm telling you, you're crazy for doing this.
Are telling him this.
I know.
If it was
not
people,
Sean.
If it's people he respected and listened to, he wouldn't be doing this.
Sean has got him standing up using the kind of thing they use on a mannequin at a department store.
I'm ready.
Like a circle. I'm ready.
We get birdies.
All right, here we go.
But for a limited time, I'm offering breakfast with Larry for a $1 trial period.
Right.
The normal price is $97 a month, but if you buy now, you can get the rest of the year for only $1. I'll lock you in a discount of 50% off our regular price forever.
So you buy 1 month for $1, then it only costs you $47.50 a month?
Okay, but think about God. This. This greedy motherfucker. Listen to this.
$48.50, I guess.
Listen to this. It's essentially December. The month, right?
Yeah, one
for
month.
The month.
You you get a dollar. Yeah. You get a dollar.
Then it clicks over to $47 a month.
Which, by the way, is less than, his math is wrong. That's not 50%. Okay,
again,
but
that's what he's saying right here on the text.
I don't have a calculator.
It's $47 a month after the fact. So you take 10 months, 12 months, so you're doing it $470 for 10 months, and then you take two more months, you're almost at $600, right?
Roughly.
Yeah, roughly. A little less than $600.
A year.
That's a lot of money.
A year. For a guy that says, maybe I'll do two or three, four
yeah,
breakfasts.
And by the way, when he says that, he's doing two a month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe two, and then one is done on the 31st, so it goes over. He'll start at 11:45 at night, so it's for two.
That just is so... I don't know. I feel bad.
Do you have any questions for Freddie Roman?
Jeez Louise.
Do you
know?
God damn. Okay, how about this?
He's charging you $1 to hear his announcement.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, but this is what, from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a lot of ways for, let's say, the Mike O'Mara show to try to monetize, and we... Really?
Fruitcake?
No. Not just that. I'm talking about we go out of our way to be considerate of our listeners and our family.
Yeah.
Right. To say, and the fruitcake business, quite frankly, this is done because we had to do it. Because there are headwinds within the market. There are a ton of podcasts out there.
I don't mind being transparent with this, Oscar. You have said all along, we have to make our own bacon.
Yes.
And it's important for us to literally create revenue streams for our show within our show.
Yep.
Because going outside, there are so many people taking a bite of the apple that is a tremendous challenge
and
for us.
We are
that
taking
really
our own dollars and reinvesting them into our production. As you see the video, you see Maddie adding to the payroll. So
exactly.
As you do that, you have to find new ways to generate cash flow. This motherfucker, Larry King, is conjuring, and he's better than that. The fish oils, I get it. You're selling that. That's your demo. If you're working for the RT, the Russians, you're just getting a paycheck. Who's to tell you not to work? But this, he's better than this.
He's burning bridges.
He's better than this,
man. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's
it seems to me that he's got some money guy in his ear that's telling him how to do this, and I think he's Larry King. And, you know, and also... You don't know what a person's situation is. You don't know. This, to me, does not fall into the Bob Hope category of just being somebody who wants to stay on.
Feeling
this
that
is
you
a guy,
need to stay on, yeah.
This, I worry about it because you wonder, you know, the lifestyle. How much is the nut to cover? You wonder about that. And that, to me, if he's staying in it because the ego is there, that I can get my head around. If he's staying in it because he needs the funds for it, because he's lived so high on the hog
maybe
for so long.
Ken and Edward King has an opioid problem that he needs to pay for.
I don't know what it is. But the whole thing, it just sounds a little hinky to me, and it sounds a little distasteful.
And it also,
it
to
really
me,
does.
He doesn't sound entirely balanced.
He doesn't sound with it. Right.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
And when you
How
do
are you
a webinar.
Give advice when you're not balanced.
Yeah, he's fallen asleep before during broadcasts.
And that was 50 years ago.
When he was, 50 years ago, he did that too. Do we have any of those lying around? Those great Larry King tapes?
I will get it as I play you the last tape because this is where I really feel a little weird about it because he starts talking about breakfast is special to him.
Okay,
so here we go.
Breakfast is really a special time of day for me. For years, it's a time that I set apart to spend with friends. It's a daily ritual, and now I get to share it with new friends. people who are serious about achieving their dreams. I can't wait. Sign up for Breakfast with Larry today. Our next live breakfast starts in just a few days. I'll see you there.
He actually debuted it already. I think the first one was Monday.
Didn't sign up, Rob?
Mike, I was saving my dollar to buy a lottery scratch-off ticket.
There you go. Right. That cost me $60 today. No,
I've waived the fee. The entertainment alone is just
you're sweet.
It's just fun,
thank
man.
You.
It was fun.
Hey, but we have just enough time. One of the classic Larrys?
We have just enough time to hear. Mike, if I were to tell you, author Robert Daly.
This is wonderful. All right. This is one of the great Larry King moments. We have tapes of Larry burping. We have tapes of Larry farting. We have tapes of Larry falling asleep. But the Mac Daddy, and yes, I said Mac Daddy because there are Callaway wedges called Mac Daddy wedges. So that's why I use the term dick. Step off. This is Larry not realizing that they had not gone to commercial and that he was live talking to his guests without knowing he was on the air.
And then lying about it to cover his ass. Listen
right.
carefully to the way this falls out. This is from 1990, and it's amazing to say this, 28 years ago, 1990. Right. All right, here's Larry King.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
Our guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do. And
this guy.
A long process to go through. I have to write an outline. And although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do. And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another
pause
year.
Pause it just
here.
Briefly.
And the end of
right
the year
now,
very
just brief.
Right now,
this is great.
Larry thinks that they are not live. He thinks that they are in a commercial right now. So
and remember,
next time
he
you
came
hear,
out of spots.
Came out of spots, asked a question. You working on the next one? And then during that period, Larry seems to think that they are in commercial and not live. Let's listen.
Long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this. Until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
And may I tip in here, listen to the author who knows exactly what's going on and can only be described as fearful at this point.
Yeah, I really
he knows we're on the air. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these.
What?
Oh, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn.
Funny.
Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Europe.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, sort of against the female
reader.
Can't
read this.
Doesn't realize he's on the air. And they're recording it and not telling him.
Oh. Because
they like him so much.
He was hated.
Where do you live, Rob?
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like those.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area. Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And these landlords who jack up the the rents and forced people out that have been there for years. Now, yes. in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, I'm right.
Are we back?
Now he knows.
We have never gone anywhere. We start now. I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break.
Liar!
Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"?
Yes.
Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're
Robert's
on.
Being polite.
I looked up, I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. And this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercials.
Sure, Larry.
We never came back.
Right.
We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
agents.
That.
Agents. If you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
We didn't curse.
That's right. Way to go, Larry. Go to breakfast with Larry.
Breakfast.
That's it. We have breakfast. We recommend
breakfast
it highly.
Breakfast
with Larry. That was wonderful lottery fun. I enjoyed that. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Breakfast with Larry is actually lunch with Larry on the East Coast.
Thank you for pointing that out. He'd appreciate that. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spivak, this is Mike O'Meara saying see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Meara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Meara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Come on, Dad.